सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। तपोवीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूनामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते।
वन बाल विहार टीचर, वन टू थ्री फोर एडल्ट स्टडी सेवक, एंड दिस क्लास इज सपोज टू बी मेंट फॉर बाल विहार टीचर्स। एनीवे, लेट अस कंटिन्यू। इन वर्स नंबर 21 शंकराचार्य जी से देह इंद्र गुणान कर्माणि अमले सच्चिदात्मनि अध्यस्यन्ति अविवेकेन गगने नीलतादिवत्। Now he takes up deha and indriya, body and senses, only two things, deha and indriya, gunan and karmani. Gunan means quality and their function, karmani their function, deha and indriya function. Amale sachidatmani, sachidatmani, that is amal, that is pure. We superimpose the qualities and functions of deha and indriyan on that pure consciousness, on pure atman. Adhyasanti, adhyasanti means superimpose. How it happens? Avivekena, because we are not thinking properly, we are not analyzing properly. How? Gagane neela adivat, gagan, space, we superimpose blueness on the space. Similarly, we are superimposing the quality and functions of deha and indriya on atma. Next verse, you see, agyanat manaso upade. In the last verse, it was only deha and indriya. Now Shankaracharya is going little bit subtler. Now he is talking about mind. Mind is also upadhi. Agyanat manso upadhe krittatadini chatmani. What we are doing in the mind, there is kartitva. Adi means bhoktitva, enjoyership, doership of the mind. We are superimposing. Where? Atmani, in the Atman. How? Agyanat, again because of ignorance, we are doing that. Kalpayante ambugate chandre chalnadi yathambasa. Kalpayante ambugate, ambugate, in the bucket of water, like the moon is reflected, and if the water is trembling, then moon is also trembling. Same way, doership and enjoyership is also superimposed on the Atman. But where actually it is? It is in the mind. Then Shankaracharya goes a little bit more subtler. Subtler than mind is buddhi. In the next verse, it says, Ragecha sukdukkadi buddhau satyam pravartate susapto nasti tannase tasmat buddhes tu na atmana. Ragecha sukduk, these are emotion, more subtler. Where are they? He says in buddhau. How do you prove that ragecha sukduk, they are in the intellect, in the buddhi? Not in the Atman. Very simple. He says susupto nasti. In susupti, in the deep sleep, this rag, ichcha, sukh, dukh, these are not there. We don't experience. And buddhau satyam pravartate. When the buddhi is functioning in the waking state, they are all there. In the jagrit avastha, in the waking state, we have got this rag, ichcha, sukh, dukh. But in the deep sleep, they are not there. But the Atman is there in all three states. Atman is present in all three states. Had it been the function or the characteristics of the Atman, then in the deep sleep also we would have experienced rag, ichcha, sukh, dukh, but we are not experiencing. That proves that belongs to buddhi. What is subtler than buddhi is the Atman. Next verse is related to Atman, the nature of the Atman. So before we proceed to that, we will be discussing today one very important topic, the topic of Brahman, Sakshi and Jeev. What is the difference between Brahman, Sakshi and Jeev? We always hear this word Sakshi, Sakshi, sometimes say Jeev, Jeev, Brahman. And these words have already come here. In verse number 5, you will find Ajnan Talusam Jivam Jnana Vyasat Binirmilam Kritva Jnanam Swayam Naset Jalam Katak Renuvat. Ajnan Kalusam Jivam. The word Jeev has come here in verse number 5. How is that Jeev? There is Kalusitam. It's tainted. Tainted by ignorance. How it will go away? Jnana Abhyas. Constant practice of the Jnana. Then it will go away. Then in verse number 18 it is said Dehendriya Mano Buddhi Prakritibhyo Vilakshana Tad Vritti Sakshinam Vidyat Atmanam Raj Vatsada. The Sakshi word has come here. Dehendriya Mano Buddhi, they are from the Prakriti and they are different. Tad Vritti Sakshinam. And the Sakshi is the just witness. He sees each and everything of the mind, function of the mind. Now, we come to Sakshi first. We have seen earlier definition of Sakshi. Sakshat ikshate iti sakshi. Sakshat, which sees directly, he is a sakshi. Two persons are fighting, A and B are fighting. C is seeing. C is not related neither to A or B. He is not taking any side of A or B. He is just witnessing, just seeing what is happening. Sakshat ikshate iti sakshi. Similarly, the sakshi inside us is also witnessing whatever is happening in the mind. Different types of vrittis are coming, rag, dve, sukh, dukh, just witnessing. Now, a step further, a little bit more accurate definition. It says, antahkaran upahit chaitanya is sakshi. Second definition. Antahkaran. What is antahkarana? It is a instrument. It is inside. We call it antahkaran chatushtay. What is chatushtay? It has got four parts. What are those four parts? Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, antahkaran. And we have got Bahikaran also. What is Bahikaran? 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action. Bahikaran. So, Antahkaran Upahit Chaitanya is Sakshi. Chaitanya means consciousness. Upahit means what? Upahit means that which has got a upadhi. Upadhi, a conditioning. Then we call it Sakshi. It is a Chaitanya. Sakshi is a Chaitanya, is a consciousness. But it is conditioned by Antahkaran. It has got Antahkaran as conditioning. Like Ghatakas, the space inside this, what will we say? This is Ghat. So the Akas in this is Ghatakas. Suppose you take a Panch Patra, it's a different shape. Then what will say? Panch Patra Akas, Glass Akas, Cup Akas, or the space in this room is called Shrine. The space in the office is called office, bookstore is book, maybe say kitchen, this and that. But the space is one only. Space is one only. So what the upadhi does? What is the function of this upadhi? It differentiates the space inside with the space outside. It differentiates between the space which we call Ghatakas with Mahakas. Mahakas means the total space. That is the function of this. We call it Ghatakas. Similarly, Chetan, when conditioned by mind, we call him Sakshi. Ghatakas, Matakas, there is no difference between the Akas, the pot space inside, and the total space outside. There is no difference. Similarly, the Chaitanya in the Antahkaran and the Chaitanya outside has got no difference except that is conditioned by Ghat. And the Sakshi is nothing but Chetan conditioned by Antahkaran. And what is the function of that Sakshi? We call it Sakshi. The Chaitanya which is conditioned by Antahkaran, Antahkaran means Mana, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar, when it is conditioned, we call it Sakshi. What is the function of Sakshi? It witnesses the thoughts of Antahkaran. It just witnesses. He does not take part in it. He never takes side with any thoughts. He just witnesses. Therefore, it is called Antahkaran Upahit Chaitanya. Antahkaran Upahit Chaitanya, Chaitanya which has got a conditioning. That is Antahkaran Upahit Chaitanya. There are many pots, many Ghatakas. Similarly, the Sakshi are many. Consciousness is one. Sakshi are many. Each one of us have got a Sakshi, and my Sakshi can see my thoughts only. My Sakshi cannot see your thoughts. Consciousness is one, but the Sakshi are many. Why many? Because many Antahkaran. In each Antahkaran, there is a sakshi. In each pot, there is a pot space. The pot space inside and the outside is one and same. The sakshi in me and the chaitanya outside is one and same. There is no difference. Since it has got a conditioning, we call him sakshi. So there are many sakshis, but the sakshi is not affected by the functions of the mind. Not affected by them. This ghatakas is also not affected by anything. The akas, ghatakas has not become copper akas. If you take the silver vessel, the akas never becomes the silver akas. It's not like that. It's not changed. So this sakshi is not affected by the function of the mind. It's not attached to it. It's not attached to it. This akas inside this is not attached to it. It will be difficult for you to understand. If I am moving this vessel, it is not the same akas is being moved. It's the total akas. Reflect on it, you will come to know that is not the same pot space is moving in the pot. Very good. The sakshi remains in the antakaran, and the antakaran can never taint him, cannot change the sakshi, cannot superimpose anything on the sakshi, on the consciousness. So consciousness stays in that antakaran without being affected. Without being affected. So with all this discussion, two things will come out. Sakshi is conditioned. It has become finite and not tainted. Now you see the column of the sakshi. The definition, first definition is sakshat ichchate iti sakshi. And the second one is antakaran upahit chaitanya. It is only consciousness. Brahman is also consciousness. This consciousness is become finite and conditioned by the upadhi, by the antakaran. Consciousness, when conditioned by the antakaran, is called sakshi and untainted. It is never affected by the function of mind. Sakshi never becomes sukhi and dukhi. Sukh and dukh are experienced in the mind, not in the sakshi. Therefore, sakshi is not tainted. And we can explain it with the example of pot space, ghatakas and mahakas. Ghatakas inside and mahakas outside, pot space inside or the total space outside is one and same. There is no change in that. Similarly, the sakshi, which is nothing but consciousness in me, and the consciousness Brahman is one and same. Example. When I say that I am seeing the sukha vritti, the thought of happiness, or the thought of sorrow, or the thought of anger, I am sakshi. When I am witnessing, I am seeing the thoughts, the parade of the thoughts going on in my mind, the thought of anger, the thought of compassion, the thought of happiness, the thought of sorrow, then I am sakshi. I am witnessing those thoughts, then I am sakshi. Is that clear? Sakshi. Sakshi is nothing but consciousness, number one. Why we call that consciousness sakshi? Because it is conditioned by upadhi. upadhi. Upadhi means differentiator. It differentiates between ghatakas and mahakas, the pot space and total space. Therefore, we call him Sakshi. The Sakshi has got two things. One is conditioned by the Antakaran, number one, but it is not tainted by the mind. If the mind is Sukhi and Dukhi, Sakshi is not Sukhi and Dukhi. And Premalji can prove Sakshi can never become Sukhi and Dukhi. How? I, by seeing the red rose, my eyes never become red. When my eyes are dull, we are not able to see. That doesn't mean the seer of the eyes, which is mind, becomes dull. Similarly, the thoughts in the minds are illumined or seen by the Atman. The thought may be Sukhi and Dukhi. Therefore, from our own experience, we can draw the inference, seeing the red rose, the eyes don't become red. Therefore, seeing the Sukha Vritti or Dukha Vritti, the Sakshi is also not tainted, not affected. This is Sakshi. Now, what is Jiva? Atman, Amma is everywhere. Thasa, thas, varamgai. It is everywhere. We say, what is the difference between Brahman and Atman? Brahman conditioned by the body is called Atman. The same Atman without body is Brahman. Therefore, you are Brahman. Brahman is everywhere like Akash. You see, we can't give you an example of Brahman. Why? Because infinite is one. But just to show, we can give an example of Akash, which is the subtlest thing which we can see here. In the Pancha Mahabhut, the subtlest is the Akash because it's the most pervading, most subtle. But truly speaking, we can't compare Akash with Atman. Because Atman pervades Akash also. It's more subtle than that. The same Brahman, which is consciousness, when conditioned by the body, we call it Atman. When conditioned by Antakaran, we call him the same Sakshi. What is the function of the Sakshi? Is he the vritti, the thoughts of mind, and is not tainted. He has become limited. Since he has become limited, there are so many ghatakas, 1, 2, 3, 4. Similarly, we have got millions of antakaran. So he has become millions. Millions sakshi. And this sakshi, he can witness my thoughts only. My sakshi cannot witness your thought. Your sakshi cannot witness my thought. Limited. But the sakshi is not tainted. Not affected by the vrittis. Itna clear ho gaya? Sakshi is clear? Achha. Now we come to Jiva. What is Jiva? The definition given for Jiva is Antahkaran Visisht Chaitanya. So Antahkaran is common in the Sakshi. In the Jiva also Antahkaran is common. Chaitanya is also common in Jeev. Chaitanya is also common here in Sakshi. Chaitanya is also common in Brahman. Only difference between this definition and this definition. Here we say upahit and it is said visishta. what is the meaning of Vishishta? This also has got a upadhi. Jiva also has got a upadhi. But this upadhi is relationship is different, like a relationship of noun and adjective. Noun and adjective. The same way this is related. So upadhi is visheshan and the noun is visishta. Vishesha. The visheshan and visheshya. Vishesha means noun and visheshan is adjective. So what is visheshya here? What is the noun here? Noun here is the consciousness. Noun is consciousness. And what is the upadhi? Upadhi is the visheshan. Antakaran is the upadhi. But this antakaran is different. How it is different? Suppose now you have bought a house, big house, with say 5 bedrooms. And all bedrooms have got different color. In the shop, you go there if you want to put curtain. So different rooms have got different colors. You will get according to the room color, you will try to get the curtains. But in the earlier times, they will take the white cloth, cut it. For this room, we want red. Dye it in the red. Make the curtain become red. Second, this is red. Next, you want blue, dip it into the blue dye. It has become blue. You want yellow, dip it in the yellow. Same white cloth has become now 3 color, red, blue and yellow. Cloth is same. Material is same. Now this cloth is seeing through red. This cloth is seeing through blue, yellow. This redness, blueness has permeated in the cloth everywhere. And this visheshan, this upadhi is differentiating from red, blue to other color cloths. Now they are different. It is identified. Same way, Jiva is also identified with the visheshan. What is the visheshan of this cloth? Red, blue, yellow. This is visheshan. Identified, permitted. Similarly, the antakaran of Jiva is also identified, permitted by rag, dvesh, krodh, lobh, moha has become different colors. Now this Jiva says, I am krodhi, I am angry, I am greedy. So what is the difference between Sakshi and Jiva? Sakshi says, I am witnessing the thought of anger, I am witnessing the thought of happiness, I am witnessing the thought of sorrow. Jiva says, I am sukhi, I am dukhi, I am angry. So Jiva is also nothing but consciousness. Number one, consciousness is common in Jiva, consciousness is common in Sakshi, and consciousness is common here also. In the Sakshi, it is conditioned, finite. The Jiva is also finite and conditioned. But the difference between the Sakshi and the Jiva is, Sakshi is never tainted and Jiva is tainted. Jiva will say, I am sukhi, I am dukhi. And Sakshi will say, I am seeing, the thought of sukh, happiness. I am seeing the thought of dukkha. So this is A grade, this is B grade, this is C grade. A grade, unconditioned, untainted. Second grade, conditioned, untainted. Third, conditioned and tainted. This is the difference. This is the difference. So when I say I am angry, then I am Sakshi. No. I am Jiva. I am seeing the thought of happiness. So I have become Jiva. Sakshi. I am Sakshi. Very good. But suppose I say I am the substratum of the sukhavritti and dukhavritti or all raga, dvesh, iccha, then I am? It's clear now, Ekdam? Pakka? Very good. Sadhana, what is sadhana? What sadhana should we do? From Jiva, try to become Sakshi. From Sakshi, you try to become Brahman. From finite and tainted, try to become finite and untainted. Jiva is finite and tainted by the antakaran, by the mind. The first sadhana is try to become Sakshi. Sakshi means finite and untainted, not affected. So what you have to do? Instead of becoming Sukhi and Dukhi, try to see the thoughts of Sukh and Dukh. इतना भी कर लोगे ना बहुत हो जाएगा इफ यू बिकम साक्षी साक्षी ऑफ द सुख एंड दुख नाउ यू आर नॉट टेंटेड विद द सुख एंड दुख एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम वी आर सुखी दुखी Why we become Sukhi and Dukhi? Because we love them so much that we get identified and become Sukhi Dukhi. So the next step from Jeev to Sakshi, from Sakshi to Brahman, that means finite, untainted, after that you have to become infinite, untainted. Who is Jiva? Jiva is consciousness, finite, tainted. First step of sadhana, consciousness will remain same. He will be remaining finite because he is still conditioned by antakaran. But becomes Sakshi, becomes untainted. So my first sadhana is that I should become the witness of my thoughts. If I become the witness of my thoughts, I am not tainted. I am seeing my thoughts of sorrow, sukh and dukh, but not tainted. So I am no more sukhi dukhi. Still I am finite. From this stage, we have to come to this stage. Truly speaking, all these three states are nothing but the state of mind. They are the three states of mind only. It is not like that we have to throw away the jeep. Bahar jao jeep, sakshi a jao. It's not like that. Then sakshi, get out. Now the Atman will come or Brahman will come. No, it's not like that. It is only the state of mind. It's a journey inside. It's a journey inside. And once you do it, then you reach there. You become Brahman, you become Atman, and you are no more limited by your antakaran. No more affected by the thoughts of the antakaran. What is the difference between sakshi and jiva? Example, pot space. Space inside, outside is one and same. This is differentiator. It creates difference between the pot space and the outer space. And the jeev is like the cloth, red cloth. Now we call it red cloth. Actually all are the same cloth. But now it is identified. The visheshan, the adjective of the cloth, the redness has permeated this cloth. And now cloth is seeing as if through the red. The cloth is not, it's an appearance. The red is also an appearance on the cloth. Really the cloth is white only. All the three cloths were white only. But I dyed in different color. The color permeated the cloth. Now it looks like three colors, different colors. Is identified. Similarly, when we get identified with our antakaran, which has got raga, dvesh, ichha, sukh, dukh, when identified, then we become sukhi, dukhi, lobhi, krodhi, identified. But when you start seeing, witnessing these thoughts, these are all thoughts only. Sukh thought, dukh thought, thought of anger. When you witness it, to see the Shankaracharya, how he started, deha and indriya. Then he came to manaso upadhi. Then after that he came to intellect, buddhi. And from buddhi, next verse is about the nature of Atman. Nature of Atman, we will take up in our next class. We have got 5 minutes, any question?
You should also become the witness for other person's anger also, right?
Well,
everything
witness. Witness, yep, sakshi. Sakshi will never take sides. We get kook sakshi. Kook sakshi means? Mithya sakshi. Mithya sakshi means somebody wants to buy. In India you can get witness. Dekha nahi accident. He will say, no, I was present there. I have seen. The fault is of this person. Or this person. He will take side because he is being paid by that person. That is called kook sakshi. Kook means mithya. Mithya sakshi. But sakshi means the sakshachita. No, ego is, Mahavirji is the antakaran chatushtayam. Ego comes under antakaran. No, sakshi is different from that. Ego is the antakaran chatushtayam. When identified with this, it will come later on. When identified, janami iti, it comes. I am become the knower. Truly speaking, can the mind become knower? Never. Because the mind is inert.
So when you say I am aware that I am joyful and sorrowful, the I is not the...
Now then there you are sakshi. Then you are, I am joyful, I am seeing the witness of sukh and dukh, is sakshi. But if you say I am sukhi, I am dukhi, you have become identified with this. is Sakshi. So Jiva, Sakshi and Brahma. But when you say that I am substratum of all vrittis of sukh, dukkha, antakaran, then you are Brahma. Brahma. Jiva is ego, right? Jiva is ego, karta, bhokta, that is something. If you further go inside, truly speaking, the karta bhokta belongs to the mind. It was said earlier, in the earlier verse it was said. But can an inert thing become karta? No. Sakshi and Atma. No. You see, upahit, anupahit, you have to see this is infinite means anupahit. It's not conditioned. As I was telling between Brahman and Atman, first you understand what is the difference between Brahman and Atman. Brahman is infinite, unconditioned, and not tainted by anything. And there are many other attributes, we are not going into detail. That he is Sat, he is Chit, he is Ananda Sarup, and all that we are not going into detail. He got no birth, no death, Nitya, we are not Nirmal, pure, nothing we are going. First thing is Brahman is there. When that Brahman is conditioned by this body, we call him Atman, number one. Okay? The same Atman, when conditioned by mind, Antahkaran, then we call him Sakshi, this stage. Ghatakas. Then he becomes Sakshi. Then he becomes limited. This Ghatakas has become limited now. But this Ghatakas is never affected by the Upadhi. But when we get identified with the Antakaran, the cloth is the consciousness here. The redness is the antakaran. When we get identified, like the cloth identified with the red color has become red. Similarly, when antakaran, when the consciousness is identified with the antakaran, with the raga, dvesh, sukh, dukh, then he said, I am sukhi, I am dukhi, I am angry, I am greedy. But when you say, I am seeing the thought of greed, I am seeing the thought of anger, I am seeing the thought of sukh and dukh, then you become Sakshi. Sakshi, Jeeva. The difference between Sakshi and Jeeva, Jeeva gets tainted, Sakshi never gets tainted. Both Sakshi and Jeeva are conditioned. They become finite, limited. Whereas the Brahman is not limited. It is infinite. Anupita. There is no conditioning there. Upahit means conditioned. Clear? Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Rubhyo Namaha Hari Om.